This July 4th at Lowe's, get up to 45% off select major appliances. Plus, save $80 on a select Charbroil Performance Series gas grill. Now $299. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/8. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Update your home with Palmero vinyl plank flooring. It provides a genuine weathered wood look that complements any decor and clicks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch and dent resistant, making it perfect for active households. Save big money on our wide variety of flooring options at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
One of the big arguments that they're making is, well, you know, no big deal. They're still around. You can still go talk to them. How different is it interviewing somebody on a topic like this? Like, I don't know, were you involved in a murder? Or were you 4 or 5 years, it's even longer than that. How many years are we talking now since this took place? This is what, 7, 8 years since the actual crime took place? To sit back down with them now, compare that interview to what they would have said literally the week of the crime. That's going to be a completely different interview.
It's going to be potentially very different. False memories get implanted on us pretty rapidly after events. And we hear things in media. We hear other people say things. We want to validate our own self-opinion of things. We don't want to feel bad about things. We want to avoid our own shame. And so in order to prevent our own psychological demise and make ourselves feel psychological, comfortable, and safe, we're going to start handpicking memories to kind of build or destroy certain memories. And so the memory does start shifting. And that's why polygraphs are not admissible in court, because a polygraph measures physiological changes to what we're thinking. And if we think something is wrong or right, we're going to have a physiological change in our body when that emotion happens. Well, if you believe what you're saying because you have a false memory of something, you're not going to have a reaction. That's why it's not admissible. And same thing in this situation. If you interview someone years after an event took place and it's been such in a public arena like this, the ability to that person to objectively remember the event, when you have social media and a social world impacting your memory of it, the accuracy from day one is going to be most likely very different.
I would also probably add in there too that if you were involved in this 8 years ago and you've gotten away with it all this time, you probably have figured out your alibi pretty strong at this point, a little bit better than you would have maybe the week of when you're being questioned. To me, it's baffling. And the thing is, these people aren't idiots. I mean, I don't think the prosecutor, I don't think law enforcement, I don't think anybody in Delphi is an idiot. But I do think they're very, very much out for their own self-interest here. They have to see the optics of this. Do they not? Do they not see how bizarre this all looks by stating that, they could accidentally record it over? Not a big deal, not evidence at all, not related to the case, even though it is evidence and completely related to the case. They're like literally saying the opposite of reality and expecting everyone else to believe it.
They seem completely tone deaf of the perception of what's going on. Remember, perception rules everything, unfortunately. You know, facts and data are fantastic and we want to follow it, but when you're dealing with a case that's in such public eye, perception is going to matter a lot, and anything that's going to continually undermine the prosecution's position and credibility and it keeps happening again and again and again, and you know the light's on you, to have no one step up and create a strategy for the three things that create trust. And because that's what everyone, that's what both sides need. People need to trust defense and people need to trust prosecution slash state in this one. Open communication, transparency, and vulnerability.
Yeah.
They don't, they're not displaying any of the things. So there's no openness. There's definitely no transparency, and vulnerability is the ability to say, I was wrong. We did, you know, something went sideways. We're going to fix this. We're seeing none of that in this case. Granted, I know some of these things make them liable if they admit it, but at this point, everyone thinks they're lying.
Without a doubt. I don't know. Are they just too close to this there in Delphi and don't have the context of like the greater world that's watching this and the pressure that's on them?
Therein lies another echo chamber. And yeah. you get enthralled and entwined in groupthink. And it's a, you know, I'm not saying it's a cult, they're a cult, but that's what the cult mentality is that you get isolated in a groupthink, and no one can change your mind from that groupthink, because part of that groupthink is now part of your identity and self-worth, and someone assaults that identity and self-worth. Because I guarantee you, every single person on the prosecution, on the state side of this, thinks they're doing a great job and they're doing it right. And everyone else is just trying to victimize them and come at them. Yeah. And so they kind of circle the wagons, their defenses go up, and it gets worse and worse. And so that's what our minds do.
It feels like a bad Stephen King novel or something. And I'm not saying Stephen King's bad, but it feels like it's so fantastical, like it wouldn't even, you know, pass the muster test there. Just with the cult-like thing going on, where this small community circling the wagons, this is, and they're all in this thing. I mean, it's like we're just waiting for them. And the thing is, there is the aspect of this to be gathered in the wood with robes at night. That's there. That's part of the story too, possibly with the Odinists.
So, and I apologize because we have two beautiful young girls that were murdered from this, but you know, let's take a little, if making it movie like. So play things out exactly as they played out, and then the ending scene, no matter what the outcome in the jury is on this, on his guilt or innocence of Richard Allen, the final scene is a hazy thing in the woods where you see four or five figures gathered around some sort of ritual.
Mm-hmm.
And that cuts it.
And then the sequel. No, it does. It certainly keeps
you wondering. And that's the doubt because of the lack of transparency that the prosecution has had, because of the weirdness of this entire thing, because of a lack of leadership. There's this constant undercurrent of wondering, is this real? What's going on? And they've undermined themselves on this.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's Best Deal Ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.